Good morning. It's Monday, March 11th, and that means two things. You know, as kids, they always told us not to talk to strangers, but I think adults need to be reminded not to listen to strangers. It's also time for the lighting industry news brief, brought to you by Keystone Technologies, and I want to ask you, how much space would 45 fixtures take up? A full line of 45 fixtures. How much would that take? How much shelf space is that to you? Less than you think, because the Linta architectural pendant does 45 things just based on A, uplight versus downlight, power selection, color selection, and how it combines seamlessly across multiple mounting options. These are 3 inches wide, bunch of lengths you need, plenty of accessories. This is style with vision on a budget. That's KeystoneTech.com. That is light made easy. And into the news, we have $90 million in federal funds to accelerate state-level building code adoptions. This is the DOE beginning a second round of incentives for efficiency codes. Pacific Coast Lighting will be closing down. They're the wholesale side of Lamps Plus. No precise timeline, just about running down the inventory. Washington State proposes a ban to prohibit fluorescence. If House Bill 1185 passes, then we'll see the end of sale on the 1st of 2029. CED has bought Parish Air. That's a 700-location distro network buying 4 spots in Texas. The UL has debuted its circadian specification tool. This is new metrics and new testing. It'll roll out quite soon, so you will be able to say you have truly tested, verifiable, circadian effective lighting. Intech Plastics has bought a new extrusion facility for all sorts of cabling and extruded plastic needs. This is in Medford, Wisconsin. CircadaCare has moved to a new location with an office in the Catalyst at the Newcastle Helix in Newcastle. That's in England. The IES Ethics Committee has cleared the staff, board, and volunteers of a board of volunteers in the Light and Human Health group, the ones that generated RP46. They found that, well, yeah, some harsh words were said, probably. It wasn't strictly unusual or too unprofessional to warrant disciplinary action. Chinese import-export business is beating estimates with an increase over the past 2 months. The U.S. is calling on its allies in the Netherlands, Germany, South Korea, and Japan to push back on Chinese-made semiconductors. LSI has announced new inducement grants. This is for Kevin Kilkelly, who's been granted 30,000 shares of common stock as compensation, and that's just how you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to say when you do that. United Electric has added a new location with a service center up and running in Culpeper, Virginia. In Daylight Savings Times related headlines, negative impacts on Alzheimer's patients have been confirmed, but a minimal impact on heart health has also been confirmed, and it's also been confirmed that dairy cows like it. They're happier with the early mornings, I guess. In related news, I'm not a dairy cow and I hate Daylight Savings Time with the fiery passion of 1,000 suns, but that's just me. Leviton has won a number of products MVP prizes with 3 products recognized by ProBuilder Publications. Lighthouse Financial has extended $45 million in credit to a Ohio-based lighting distributor. They will not say which one. Zumtobel has secured a Guinness World Record. The PR agency has helped them establish that they have illuminated the largest single ceiling light. Apple has changed their watch screens, which means AMS Osram's stock has dropped and may end up selling their Malaysian facility to deal with that. The Houthis have sunk a cargo vessel. The Ruby Mar was the first civilian loss in the Red Sea since fighting has begun. But don't you worry, because new freighters are coming off the docks. Most of these were actually built under the pandemic's demand condition, but will be setting sail throughout the year. Wild, the Women in Lighting Design, have begun a new campaign to expand Wikipedia's coverage of women in lighting design. We have Outside joining Gate Lighting. This is a 3D LiDAR company working on airport technologies. Gingerhead has partnered with Light AZ. This is a new marketing contract. Design Plus Awards were presented at Lighten Building. You can read the full list of recipients wherever you find full lists of recipients, like nailed.org. Hayward has released their quarterly earnings with a little more than $250 million in revenue the last quarter. OLED Works has spun off their auto lighting division. Atala has already made got a contract to make taillights for Audi. In legal news, the Oakland Athletics have sued Dongguan Better Gene Lighting over their proposed new trademark that looks a lot like their A. So we'll see how that goes. Deco has dodged their debts to Signify for now, with a judge in their bankruptcy case saying that Signify's payment claims are deficient. Seoul Semiconductor is suing Amazon in the EU under their unified patent court over infringing LEDs listed for sale on the platform. Cure Ohio, a cannabis farm, is suing iLighting, alleging that their exploding lamps caused $900,000 in damage to the farm itself, as well as to product. In rep news, WEF has picked ERT to rep for Central and South Texas, and Signify has two new reps, one for New York, one for New Jersey. Luminart will be closing, all orders will be shipped, all commissions will be paid, but business is over as of the 15th. And ELA and Synergy will merge, now operating as ELA plus Synergy. That's covering the Northeast United States. In event news, registration is open for the IES and DOE's Research Symposium in May in Portland. On March 14th, if you're in Edmonton, you can go to the IES's Trivia Night. 2-for-1 tickets are available, so you can bring a friend. March 20th, you can go to the IES's Technical Luncheon. That's hosted by Mark Roosh in Toronto. On the 5th, you have Light and Justice doing their Interior Spaces talk. That's a hybrid event. And this summer, the IES is going on tour with 5 city stops between May and July. That's for their education program. In IoT news, Kasambi has presented their awards for products and projects. DALL-E Plus, a thread-ready standard, will be ready soon. They unveiled it at the show. GSA issues guidance on LEDs and controls. This is part of the federal government's Green Proving Ground program. You can have 5G indoors with Li-Fi on your windows. The windows. Glass ones, not the computer platform. Although, you could certainly have a Windows PC with a Li-Fi connection, I suppose. This is a new bridge tech from LinkXC. I hope I pronounced that right. Siemens has signed an MOU with FPT with a new collaboration on smart infrastructure in Vietnam. McWong has changed their name. They are now operating as MW Connect. The Internet of Production Alliances has published a white paper calling its members to think globally but make locally. Utilities are opting to connect grids in the face of extreme weather, with WeSun surveying connected grids. Showing that the interest in resilience and response times in repairs are the deciding factors. IKEA is beta testing a matter hub. I don't think you need an Allen wrench to make the Derrigera work. A short list of things that broke on the 29th. I have a list of connected devices, including entire city streets, that broke because of computers not recognizing the date of February 29th. Research and development, LED nets reduced bycatch. This is a study off the coast of Cyprus, saving sea turtles over there. We have better means of separating americium from europium. These are two rare earths that reduce that if you split using charcoal silica, you can reduce byproducts and improve the overall efficiency of the process. We have a new way to extract gold from computer parts with whey. The curds in whey. It's a dairy byproduct. Way to go, Wisconsin, I guess. Norb has patented a migraine relief light. This is a flicker-free green LED promising a number of user benefits. We have better building efficiency, reducing energy demand. A very large study has determined that renovating every building on Earth would reduce global demand by 12%. In darkness-related news, circadian medicine does benefit cardio health. You should brush your teeth after dinner, not before bed, to save yourself just how harsh your bathroom lighting really is. Maybe we should Actually, we should just have better bathroom lighting. Let's do that. I like brushing my teeth before bed. What if I snack? The International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection issues has a statement on the harms of LED lighting, particularly at night. The morning people lifestyle has been associated with better health in the Ukraine. This is a study of Ukrainian adults showing that if they get up earlier, they feel better. And so lighting has gotten DSI recognition for their products. Aura has debuted a connected sleep mask, probably related to how bright your bathroom is. Virginia has passed a statewide non-binding resolution on Dark Sky Week. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has spent $2 million on Allen mitigating lighting for the Allegheny Commons. Puerto Rico is updating their lighting for sea turtle needs, as is Fort Myers, Florida, and Escambria County, Florida. 80% of billboards in the UK are in, quote, poorer neighborhoods, bearing out a trend that we see other places. George Mason University's stadium plans are drawing criticism for their lighting, and a funeral home in Newburyport is drawing complaints about their garage lighting, citing them as a residence, not a business, which is probably not how to do that. Oh, well. In horticultural news, Canada's cannabis producers are not paying their taxes. There are roughly a quarter billion Canadian dollars in unpaid tax debts from that sector. GrowTech has shipped a literal ton of cucumbers last year. 2,314 pounds of cucumbers and 1,380 pounds of tomatoes per square meter of space per year. That's a record for them. Fluence and Wageningen Labs have hit a goal, which is continual strawberry growth, achieving 11 kilograms of berries per meter squared going at once. We have 80 acres. That's the name of a company that runs indoor farms. They're not actually 80 acres big because they're getting bigger. Their Kentucky facility will get larger soon. In recommended reading, all this on nailed.org, along with more. You have 9 out-of-date lamp trends that we want to see gone. We have a case study of a glass cube and how to light it. We have circadian lighting in nursing homes, diversifying the rare earths market, the Facility Executive Magazine on reducing light pollution, DC Current Frequently Asked Questions, cross-vendor interoperability in DALI, calculate and report your bartering income. We have UV and your health, navigating the benefits of and limitations of lighting colors. We have convincing your boss to switch to smart lighting. We have lighting controls for ER mental health recovery zones. Warning, this podcast contains chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer and other reproductive harm. A podcast about those little cards and labels you get sometimes. We also have a four-part series on everything the lighting practitioner should know about lighting controls, and a two-part series so far on how many studies does it take to change a light bulb. In local news, a Michigan man planted a flashing light thing pointed at a absentee ballot drop box. We don't know why. Three different law enforcement agencies are deciding what to charge him with. There you go. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's Boathouse Row is turning their lighting back on after a year of retrofit projects. Maryland's reproductive health spaces are getting security grants. Entergy, Louisiana is installing LED streetlights where it can and raising rates to pay for that, which I don't think is how it's supposed to go. Louisiana's state's bounty on copper thieves is not really working as a deterrent. Wyoming has grants for schools. LA County, California is now offering solar street lighting upgrades to thwart copper thieves. Tarrytown, New York, school district is beginning a new energy project. Beechwood, Ohio is going to pay private citizens to add lighting to their driveways and property edges of their property to fill in gaps in streetlight coverage. Seaford, Delaware has new federal grants for lighting. Canadian Forces Base Edmonton has received federal funds for energy projects on base. And Honolulu, Hawaii has $4.5 billion to spend on infrastructure. Frankfurt will be the first German city to hang lights for Ramadan. Neat. And India and Netherlands have formed a joint semiconductor opportunity-seeking compact. And people news, we've got three new people on the ArcLight Summit Advisory Board. ETI has named Mark Jorgensen as their VP of Sales. We have promotions at EBH and Sun. We have Hanover Lantern appointing Daryl Brussel as their VP of Sales. Meredith Fingerson is now the CMO of Innovations Lighting. And we have two promotions at Westburn. And things you can do, see, buy, or build, we have the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra experimenting with synesthesia, adding colored lights and smells to a performance. We have LED floor and wall tiles, cuz we have a waterproof lamp for cozier showers and maybe not disrupting your sleep, I guess. Oh, we need better bathroom lights. That's what I'm discovering this week. And how to make an RGB disco ball. I have been Scott Wachter. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you to Keystone. Thank you to Nailed. And have a good week. Enjoy the music.
Very lovely. She's a very special girl. Saturday, Friday, Sunday, chilly. Good ones, good feelings. Could be just the healing. She's a very special girl. Saturday, Friday, Sunday, chilly. Good ones, good feelings. Could be just the healing. A little sip does the trick. Pick her up and we dip. Late night vibes. That's when a penny slips.
Very lovely.